recorder on? Okay, we're gonna start from 21B at the bottom. Again, we had a brisa. It says a woman shouldn't fill up a pot with asasios or tormusin, which were some kind of bean, which it says in the English should require a long time to cook. But today we'll talk about tanora erushama simchashenka. It doesn't really make sense to me. I mean, it actually says just the opposite. In Shulchan Aruch, it says if you have something that cooks quickly, that you shouldn't put in right before Shabbos, because then you cause you want it to cook for the Friday night meal, you'll come to be makote gecholim. Something that takes a long time to cook, on the other hand, if you put that in right before Shabbos, then on the contrary, that's a heter to put it in. So I don't know why. Maybe because this is like an in-between type of a thing where it requires extensive cooking, but it's something that would be ready for the Friday night meal if it has a high temperature, and so therefore there would be a kshash. Maybe that's the pshat, but this is really a counterintuitive gemara as far as the halacha goes. Anyway, so you shouldn't, a woman shouldn't fill it out with these beans. Vimnosta, what suppose she did that? She violated this shehiya issue. Again, we're talking about without a black, not karv katam. Then it's Osir Moitzei Shabbos. You have to wait Kadesh Yasu. That's the Brisa. So now, it doesn't say whether we're talking about a case of Shogeg or Mazid. If it's talking about Shogeg, so then the Psak would come out like a Behudashita. If we're talking about Mazid, the Psak would come out like a Mayor. So that's, we have a Machlekes Avraham. Ravacha says we're talking about Mazid like a Mayor. And Rav Yossi says we're talking about Shogeg Rabbi Yehuda. That's where we left off yesterday. Now we continue on for Beis Amin Aleph. The Gemara is going to say that Yos, I'm Rabbi Mani, Yos, I'm Rabbi Yossi. That Rabbi Yossi, who learns that we're talking about Shogeg according to Rabbi Yehuda, he is really, he's saying good. There's another Bryce that says like this, Hamateya b'Shabbos, a person plants a tree on Shabbos, b'Shogeg Yekayim. He does it by Shogeg. I guess he forgot that it was Shabbos, let's say, right? That's a typical Shogeg. He forgot that you're not allowed to plant. He forgot that it was also the plant. So you kayim, you can let the tree remain. B'mezid, but if you did a b'mezid yakar, you have to uproot it. B'shviyas, Tanakhama holds that on Shemitah year, then b'shogeg b'mezid yakar, it doesn't make a difference with the shogeg b'mezid, you got to uproot it. Rabbi Yudoyim, Erchil of Hadvarim Yehuda, says the opposite. B'Shviyas, if it's the Shemitah, then it's B'Shogeg Kaim Amazed Yakor. B'Shabbos, B'Shogeg Kaim Amazed Yakor. That if it's on Shabbos, Shabbos is more Chomer, and therefore Shabbos, it won't make a difference. You'll always have to uproot it. Right? So we're Machlokes Tanoim. Nay, why does Rabbi Yehuda require a tree planted on Shabbos be uprooted even B'Shogeg? The Shabbos violation would be upon him, meaning he would be deriving benefit from a transgression of a Shabbos laws, and therefore it is usur. Yeah, therefore he has to uproot it. The Khan, so here he's trying to drive home the raya, right? This is Rav Mona bringing a proof from this brisa to Rav Yossi. The Khan, here too, regarding someone who left a pot on Erev Shabbos, right? Inadvertently, so Rabbi Yehuda holds that it's prohibited after the Shabbos today, Shiyasu. Kimisha ta'im, or hamting, or mitzvah, Shabbos, like the Shiyasu. Kimisha lonenem, or machma Shabbos klum. So this is a way of avoiding being nenner from Lechas Shabbos, because you're waiting until after Shabbos is over, and you're waiting the shear that it would take to do it, to make it. So it comes out, you had no hanor on Shabbos, nor after Shabbos. So that confirms Reb Yossi's understanding of Reb Yehuda's view. It's Reb Yehuda Lishitase, right? Because this is also Reb Yehuda. Okay. Anything else? Anything to say here? Let's just take a look at the bottom. No. Okay. Yeah, I will say this, that in the footnote, it brings in six for the practical halacha regarding this matter, see Shulchan Aruch Aruch Chaim 254.8 and 318.1. And coincidentally, today we had a post by Reb Chaim Shlita in which he states very clearly, and I will quote his post because he actually stole my thunder. I was planning.
Really?
I actually looked up the Mishnah Berurah, and I was planning on saying it over, but since you, let me bring it out over here. Here we go. Mishnah Berurah, the Siman Shin Yerchas, Sif Aleph, Reishon Gimel Sif Aleph, on topic of K'day Shiyasa. So I'll just tell you. So in Shin Yerchas, it says, Machaber Pasens like Rabbi Huda. What?
That's the cooking
one, right? So the Machaber Pasens like Rabbi Huda, Hamavashal B'Shabbos B'Shoygeg, is Yaichel Moitzoy Shabbos, or what does it say? What, no, that's a Meir Shita. B'Shoygeg, you can eat it on Shabbos. Meir holds Meshuggah, you can eat it on Shabbos.
Yeah.
Rabbi Yehuda holds Meshuggah, you can eat it Moitzi Shabbos.
Right.
Right? That the Machaber passes like Rabbi Yehuda. The Vilna Gaon, by the way, passes like Rabbi Meir. The Mishnah Berurah brings that. But and B'dieved, you could be Samech on the Groz Psak, but the Mishnah Berurah says B'dieved, let's say Malkum Tzorah, God or whatever. Where am I going with this? Yeah, so, but the point here is that it does not say you have to wait Kadesh Shiyas over there in Shin Yerchas. If you cooked, if you're Mavasho B'Shogeg B'Shabbos, you are able to eat it Moitzi Shabbos without waiting Kadesh Shiyas. By Shehiyah, if you are over on Shehiyah, that's Reishon and Gimel. Sivchas, what is it, Sivchas? Reishon and Dalet, sorry. 254. Reishon and Dalet Sivchas. There it says, if you're over on Shehiyah from on Erev Shabbos, even B'Shoygeg, you have to be Mamtin. It's also on Shabbos, and you have to be Mamtin Kadesh Shiyasu L'Maitzai Shabbos. So there's a chiluk, whether you're talking about an Issa Chomer, where it's counterintuitive, right? It's the opposite of what you would have thought. The more Chomer the Issa, the less you have to wait Maitzai Shabbos. The more Rabbinic the Issa, the more you're going to have to wait because we're, like we keep saying, because of the zilzal. That's the psak. And that's pretty much.
Is there machlokas Ramei and Rabbi Yehuda by Reishon Gimel?
By Shehiyah?
By Shehiyah.
No, I don't think so. No, they're arguing about it on Shabbos.
Only by cooking, right?
Now, I just want to answer the first question, which was those who were curious where my iPad was found, because this is very important.
Oh, you lost your iPad?
It was found, Baruch Hashem. And it was not found in, under the front seat of your SUV, unlike some wanted to guess. It was actually left on the shulchan, in the main shul. I had gone up there to take $5 change from the pushka, and I left it, mamish, sitting there on the shulchan, in the center of the shul, and Sam Wach found it and was mekayim the mitzvah. Of Hashavas Aveda, I turned the shul upside down. The last place I would think to look on is the main shul. But anyway, a side point, not important.
It's a safe spot.
Mm-hmm. It's definitely safe. Okay. The first tunnel, let's go right there. The first tunnel of the Bryce says, well, as the tunnel of our Mishnah maintain that one who inadvertently planted a tree on Shabbos may retain the tree. If you plant the tree b'shogeg, yikayim, you can keep it, right?
Yeah.
If you do it on Shvius, you have to uproot it. So the Gemara says, matam drabonin. Why do they treat a shogeg on Shvius more strictly than someone who does it on Shabbos? So the Gemara, next should dwell on Shvius. This story we've been saying all along. Because it doesn't seem as homer. Well, next to all Shabbos, which of course is a much more serious prohibition.
Don't forget, Shvius comes only once every 7 years. Shabbos comes
every 7 days. That's a reason why it's not on. It's not part of their raison d'etre, like so to speak, of their life. You know,
yeah,
if I'm using the word right, I don't know. That's exactly right, and that's how we pass it. Yeah, Dover Acher, another reason. So we have, okay, reason number one, because people will be more makel. Reason number two, Moinin L'Shvius. people will count backwards. In other words, they're going to see this tree, because after all, you have to keep track of how old the tree is for other halakhas, for Arla and Etar Avay. So they're going to keep track of the tree. And they're going to come out, they're going to see, oh, look at this, this tree, because it's 2 years into its growth, you know, make a cheshbon, oh, they planted it during Shemitah. So people are going to know, they're going to be, but they're looking at this tree, they're going to know it was planted on the Shemitah, planted on Shemitah. We don't want that. So we're going to uproot the tree so that people don't learn from this behavior. So, when it comes to Shabbos, you know, you look at a tree, you don't know, nobody counts days. You can't tell how which day of the week this tree was planted, right? So it was unnecessary to uproot the tree inadvertently planted on Shabbos because no misconception will occur as a result. Hey, Chavida, so what is a case that illustrates a practical difference, like my nafka mina, between these two reasons, right? Two reasons are, one, because of chshad, less chomer. Two, because of the minyan. What's the nafka mina? Not the pachas of shoshim yom lifnei shvius. Let's suppose you planted it 30 days before shvius. Okay, v'nichsel shvius, and the tree grows into the Shemitah year. So in tamer chshad, if the reason is because of suspicion, in kachshad, there's no suspicion. People are not going to be suspicious. Now, what does this mean exactly? So let's just say a couple of introductory remarks over here from 12. So he brings a Mishnah in Shvius, which some of us may remember, some of us don't remember too well. So it says you can't plant a tree within 30 days of Shvius. And if you did, you have to uproot the tree. The reason is the prohibition on planting during Shvius includes even causing a tree to take root during the Shvius year. So if you plant a tree within 30 days of the Shemitah year, the tree is going to take root during the Shemitah year. So that's the one, there happen to be three different days, apparently. So, some say 3 days, some say 2 weeks. Anyway, but we're adopting the position of Tanakama, who says it's 30 days. Now, 13, he says, while it's true that planting a tree, even during the 30 days prior to Shvius, is prohibited, the rabbis would not require one who inadvertently planted during that time to uproot the tree, if their concern was merely about the possibility of deliberate violators. Why? For the very fact, this is the svara, the answer to your question, huh? The very fact that this person was careful to plant before the beginning of Shvius suggests that he takes Shvius laws very seriously. That's the idea.
But if we're counting, right, the years, and it was planted on the sixth year, we're going to know that it was a month before, 2 months before, 3 months before.
Doesn't seem likely, right?
Right. As long as it was planned, you know, they say, oh, the sixth year, they're not going to hosha that he was, you know, in the last second.
Yeah. I'm asking, man. It's a difficult svar. Yeah.
I don't understand what Dov is saying. It's exactly what Dov is saying, what the Gemara is saying. There is no monin when you do it within 30 days, because nobody's going to be that exact.
I'm going to get closer to the mic.
Let's make sure we understand what the Gemara is saying.
Exactly.
The Gemara is saying, we're trying to come up with an nafka mina between if you hold this a reason of minyan or a reason of chshad. So right now, all we said so far is the chshad and or zilzul, we'll call it zilzul is a better word, Zilzul is not a problem if you were careful to plant during Elul. Is that correct?
Sounds like,
yeah.
Right? And therefore, you would not have to uproot it. Masha Enkin, if it's off minyan, what you were talking about,
right?
If it's minyan, then you are choshesh for a problem because they won't be able to figure out that it was within 30 days. Isn't that? Right?
Exactly.
So that's what Avram was saying. So in Tamar Chshad, Ein Chshad. In Tamar Moinin, Yesh Kan Moinin. There will be a concern people will count back when calculating the age of a tree with respect to Arla and Ravoy. A tree planted less than 30 years from Rosh Hashanah is reckoned as though it was planted the following year. So people will assume that it was planted during Shvius.
Because you want to avoid the
the concern of people counting and their count being off is still going to be a problem. So that's the nafkamina. Zilzul, not a problem within 30 days. Minyan is a problem within 30 days. Yeah? Okay.
Minyan, you mean kashat?
Minyan means they're going to learn a bad practice when they start figuring out that you planted it during the Shemitah year. Because they're going to count backwards and going to say, oh, this was planted during Shemitah year.
That's
why you don't have Shash. What? Shash is not a good word. Yeah. I'm not sure what the word I should use over here is. What is this? What is this exactly? What is a good word to describe this problem of minyan? What?
The shash of minyan of not knowing.
One second. Let me just see what it says over here.
Shash is the general.
Are we talking about it?
The way it's misinterpreted.
You're going to be suspicious that he.
The rabbis were concerned. It says in footnote 10. The rabbis were concerned that this would lead people to draw the erroneous conclusion that it is permitted to plant trees during the Shviyas year. Okay?
That's Kashad.
So, no, that's not Kashad. That's a bad, it's Shema Yovel Lil Mode, Shalok HaHagen. Lasse Shalok HaHagen.
Is that it?
That's what it says here.
They're going to think that he planted it.
No, we're not worried about him. They're going to see the tree. And they're going to figure it out, and they're going to say, oh, you see, people are planting trees during Shemitah. Must be mutter. That's the problem. Okay? That is the problem. Okay. Now, that's nafkamina number one. Nafkamina number two, another nafkamina. Not the pachas v'shoshim yom lefnei shminas. Let's suppose it's within 30 days of the eighth year. Right? So you're in Elul of the Shemitah year, and you plant the tree during the Elul, right?
So then it's
going to
take root in the ninth.
It's going to take root in the eighth year, right? Nifnei saw
Shminas.
In the eighth year, right? It's going to take root in the eighth year. Let's see, in 16. In this case, although the tree took root only after Shvias, the actual planting was illegally performed during Shemitah itself. So a penalty to deter the possible deliberate transgressor would be completely appropriate. On the other hand, since the tree's first year with respect to Arla and Ravoy will be reckoned from the eighth year, so people will not realize later, you know, when they're counting backwards, they're going to see, oh, they were up to the second year of the Arla count, and last year was a Shminas. So they're not going to learn that you're allowed to plant during the Shemitah year. They're not going to think, oh, they planted it the last 15 days of the Shemitah year. That's not going to... Right, that's what I was going to explain right now. On the base. In Tamar Chshad, if you're going to say it's a problem of suspicion that they planted during Shvias, and then they claim they did it unintentionally, Yeshchan Chshad, there will be a suspicion. So you're obligated to uproot the tree. In Tamar Minin and come Minin, but as far as counting is concerned, there's no concern. Let's see. The implication of our Mishnah, however, is that a tree planted at any point during the Shemitah year. This is the important point here. Our Mishnah isn't machalik between planting during the Shemitah year, whether you planted it at the beginning of the Shemitah year or you planted it the last day of the Shemitah year. Our Mishnah just says plain across the board. Anoteya, you know, Bishvias is Yakar, right? So it doesn't matter when you planted it, right? So the Gemara is saying, the implication of the Mishnah that a tree planted at a point during the Shemitah year, even during the last 30 days, has to be uprooted, must be Asya Kamandi Amram Nechshad. Obviously, this is a problem of, there's a suspicion that people will deliberately plant during the seventh year. For according to this reason, it is understood why the tree must be uprooted, even if it's planted during the final days of Shvias. Baram Kamandi Amram Nechshad, but if you hold this cause of count, right? The Kansu, let's see. What's he about to say here? The Kansu Shogeg Mepnei Mazid? It's like a question. Did the sages penalize a Shogeg person because of a deliberate violator? No, they did not. So perforce, this is Avram's favorite word, perforce, The ruling of our Mishnah, which implies that even a tree planted inadvertently through Shogeg during the last 30 days must be uprooted, must be based on the first reason, which was because of, what do you call it, a penalty, right? Next, halacha base. Ein tarmin min hashein amina. You can't take truma on something which is on one min or another min. In tarm, if you did ein truma, so truma doesn't work. So you can't take apples on oranges, you can't take wheat on barley. Let's see what it says over here. What's considered one min, what's considered another min? Chol min chidim echad, all types of wheat is one. Chol min tenu grosu dvei le'echad. It doesn't matter whether it's fresh or dried figs or pressed figs. It's a fig, is a fig, is a fig. Who cares whether it's dried or pressed or whatever. The term is alzeh. You can take from dried figs on other types of figs. Chol makom she'yesh b'hem she'yesh kohen. So now we're going to discuss. You have a choice. You have, if you have a kohen nearby. Let me back up a second. You have two choices when you're mafresh truma. You're supposed to take the best. Now there's two ways of looking at what's called the best. The best may be what lasts the longest, right? The longest shelf life. And the best might be what's the most tasty. Who cares how long it lasts? If it tastes delicious, I don't care if it doesn't have a long shelf life. What's called the best? This is machlekes tanaim in our Mishnah, okay? So, komakom she'yesh kohen. If a kohen's around, toim in ayofa. Then take what is the superior produce, even though it's more likely to spoil. Komakom she'ein kohen. If there's no kohen around, obviously you're going to have to put it on the side until a kohen steps forward. Toim in ha'meskayim. So then take the lesser quality, but one that will last longer. Rav Yehuda disagrees. You always take the better quality, regardless of shelf life. Okay? The term in Batzel cotton sholeim, it's better to take a small onion that's whole, rather than a half of a large onion. Of course, a large onion is much more tasty. The small onion will be a lot more bitter, right? Those of us who make steaks with fried onions, which I don't think you know anything about that, but I happen to know that because I once ate over his house. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, loiki, elachasi batzel gadol. No, better take half an onion. Chein ha Rabbi Yehuda Omer. You know, this is, you know, I don't have to remind you of the mussar that we always said in yeshiva. Remember, Abe, that it's better to be a sholem rather than being a gadol who has chesroinus. It's better to be a sholem, he's a smaller person. Right, you know what I'm talking about. Okay. Chen ha'yu Rabbi Yehuda Omer, he would also say, Tomim b'tzolim nei ha'medina ha'kofrim, ha'kofrim. One who takes different types of onions separates city dwellers as truma on behalf of the villagers. In other words, the villagers are less likely to spoil. For lo kofrim al b'medina, but not the onions of the villagers on behalf of city dwellers, Neshumacho politikis. The latter are the fair of nobility. So they're better quality, they're taken as truma, notwithstanding their great susceptibility to spoilage. So which spoils quicker? The nobility spoils quicker, right?
Yeah, same idea.
It's the same idea, right? Even the absence of coin, superior produce is chosen above that which will keep. Okay, that's what it says over here. And we'll stop here.
Politikim are politicians.
Politikim. So, let me close the recording for a day before we say anything further.